Let's go to the news line this morning, and joining us is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee. Long time no see.
I know. Long time no talk to you, and congratulations. Swearing in ceremony yesterday at the Pioneers Museum. How was that?
It was wonderful. Beautiful day. Not too hot, not too cold. Good crowd, and went off quickly and efficiently. So it was a wonderful celebration.
And, Mayor, as we kind of talked about on Monday on the show on the Extra, and you did yesterday at the swearing-in, you do have some top priorities for your second term in office. What are some of those priorities?
Well, first of all, I'm going to continue the priorities I had the first term, infrastructure and economic development. A little different twist on infrastructure. We've made a lot of progress on our arterials. We've paved 700 miles of roads over the last 3 years. We've got another a little under 500 over the next 2 years of 2C. But we've not been able to do much in the residential areas. And I think the council and I will be meeting later in the month of May to talk about a potential renewal of 2C for 5 years that would have a heavy emphasis on residential roads. Secondly, as I indicated in my talk yesterday, we need the state to step up. A lot of people may not understand that some of our major thoroughfares that are going to be burdened by growth in Colorado Springs over the next couple of years are really state highways.
Right.
Powers is, Nevada is, US 24, obviously federal highway going east, which will be a big part of the Banning Lewis Ranch development, also Colorado 94 out by Schriever. And we need the state to step up. Their investment in state highways, of course, has been negligible over the last decade or so, and so we need some help there, and I'll be lobbying that issue quite a bit. Obviously, affordable housing and homelessness. I feel very good about the 2019 homelessness initiative, where we've added significant number of shelter beds that will allow us to very aggressively enforce our no camping ban, and we have added people in the neighborhood services or code enforcement part of the city. We now have two teams cleaning up camps, and I think we'll be able to do it very quickly. We've added police officers to the homeless outreach team. So the message is, if you want shelter, we'll help you. But if you insist on trying to camp outside, we're going to be very aggressive in our enforcement.
Well, and Mayor, I think there's also an emphasis, and we had talked about this a lot last year, and I've talked with it with the sheriffs and the police department. It kind of seemed like for a while there, it was just kind of move them from the city to the county, county to the city. And that is being addressed too, isn't it? A major emphasis on that.
Yeah, much more coordination between the county and city outreach teams.
Right.
To try and prevent this back and forth sort of thing.
And also, Mayor, new city council, at least one new member. We had Tom Strand, Bill Murray, also reelected in this past election. Looking forward to the new at-large council member. I know, sad that Merv Bennett, of course, retiring, a great council member.
Yeah, Merv did a great job over 8 years, including 2 years as the council president. And that was when I first came in. And frankly, set a really good tone for a collaboration between the mayor's office and the council going forward, something that was very, very needed at the time. Wayne Williams takes over Merv's position, and of course, Wayne's a new face on council, but not a new face. He's been very involved in public service in El Paso County, and I think, frankly, as I said on your show earlier this week, the philosophical complexion of council doesn't change much because Merv was very pro-business, and I expect Wayne to be so also. New leadership yesterday, Richard Scorman was reelected as council president, and Tom Strand was elected as president pro tem of the
okay.
council.
So Richard Scorman stays as president, and that's correct.
For
the next 2 years, or is that
next
for
2 years?
Next two years. Okay. Mayor, do you have time to stick around for one more break?
You bet.
Okay. We'll have more with Mayor John Southers coming up on KRDO's Morning News. Let's go back to the news line this morning. Joining us is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, we know that public safety also been a priority for you over your first term, and that obviously that's continuing in the second term of you being mayor. So what does that include, like continuing to increase police officers and firefighters?
Yes, as you know, Renee, when the voters were cooperative and reinstated a stormwater fee, I said we would take the general fund money that we were spending on stormwater because of the legal issues we had, and we would spend it on new police officers and firefighters. And so we have embarked on a program to add 120 police officers as quickly as possible, and 32, actually I think it's going to be closer to 35 additional firefighters. And I think we'll have that done in a couple of years. We've enlarged the size of the academies, and it's something that's very necessary, particularly in the police side. We have seen deteriorating response times as a result of not enough officers on the road, and this should significantly improve that. The other thing I said, though, is we really have to look seriously at traffic safety. We've had record numbers of traffic deaths over the last 2 years, Renee, and I know that red light cameras are controversial with some, but for me it was a no-brainer going back to red light cameras. We just have way too many people running red lights, and the technology has improved dramatically, as I explained on your show on Monday. we will show... we'll have a still photo that shows that the violator crossed the line, entered the intersection on a red light. In other words, this is not entering the intersection on yellow. It's already turned red. It turned red before you entered the intersection, then you entered the intersection on a red light. We'll have two still photographs proving that, and we'll have a 12-minute video proving that. A human being, an experienced, probably retired officer, will review all of the footage before a ticket is sent out, and the ticket will have a very clear picture of who it was driving the vehicle. So really, the technology is such that I don't buy this notion that people are going to be slowing down too quickly and we're going to have a lot of rear-end accidents. Rear-end accidents are less dangerous than, broadside accidents. But the fact of the matter is, if people just slow down a little bit and stop when it goes on yellow and don't try and run red lights,
right,
this will be a much safer city.
Absolutely, Mayor. And I think, and we kind of touched on this before we have to go, but I think in the first, because two intersections now have red light cameras in the first 11 hours, what was it, 62 red light
62.
Violations?
Yeah, 62 people ran the red light in the first 11 hours of the first of the two.
Yeah.
I think that demonstrates the nature and extent of the problem.
Absolutely. Mayor John Southers, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Renee. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's 7:51 now at KRDO's Morning News.